If you want to work as a server or bartender in New Hampshire and you have a felony on your record, you have to do a little more than just fill out the application. You also need approval from the State Liquor Commission. NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports this requirement has been on the books since 1969, and an effort to change it goes before the state Senate this afternoon.
Keith Murphy has owned Murphy's Tap Room in Manchester for 9 years. He said over the years, he's hired several convicted felons, mostly as dishwashers or cooks. He's yet to hire any former felons to jobs where they'd serve alcohol or run the bar. That's because if he did, he'd have to go through a waiver process with the State Liquor Commission.
To be frank, you know, we get a lot of applications, and it's a hurdle to go through this process. You know, it isn't an immediate thing. It isn't something that's granted the same day or even the same week. And it's difficult to justify going through that process unless I have somebody who worked for me for a very long time and frankly justify the extra trouble.
Currently in New Hampshire, anyone convicted of a felony, no matter how long ago the offense, must seek a waiver from the Liquor Commission and provide a letter from their probation officer if they want to handle or serve alcohol to the public. A bill going before the state Senate today would repeal that requirement. As it stands now, most waivers are approved, provided the applicant has been off probation or parole for 6 months and hasn't been convicted of any other crimes. Since 2010, out of the 122 waiver applications that were submitted, just 10% were denied. Most of these were because the applicant lied about his or her criminal history, committed more crimes since being released, or the commission felt the specific felony conviction made that person unsuitable for the job. But most employers like Murphy, who's also a state representative, just don't bother to go through the waiver process at all. Murphy said he's considered filling out the paperwork twice, but was told by a private investigator that these applicants, who had criminal records involving sexual assault, would never get approved. One was a dishwasher, who Murphy wanted to promote to a position where he'd have to handle alcohol.
Yeah, but it was 20 years ago. He'd gone to jail. He'd done time for that offense. And I couldn't promote him, which was disappointing.
Studies show that most people with a criminal record have trouble finding work, even years after they've served their time. Michelle Rodriguez of the National Employment Law Project says states should not be making it harder for former felons to find work, as gainful employment is one of the biggest factors in preventing recidivism. As for New Hampshire's waiver process, Rodriguez says it might discourage employees from applying in the first place.
Being in that situation where you're going to approach your employer to go that extra mile for you, that's not something that I imagine a lot of workers are really going to feel comfortable doing. And instead, what you're going to see is absolutely a chilling effect. You know, they're not going to go for those job opportunities.
Out of the 17 alcohol control states that regulate liquor sales, New Hampshire is one of three, requiring third-party approval to hire someone who will be handling alcohol. Bar and restaurant owners in New Hampshire do have some wiggle room. The law gives them up to 2 months after hiring a felon to get the waiver. But they also face fines, $50 a day if they don't. Chief of Enforcement and Licensing for the Commission, James Wilson, stands by New Hampshire's waiver process and says it's welcomed by licensees.
Anecdotally, I've heard from licensees, many of whom actually think this process is a cheap insurance policy for them because they find out something about potential applicants that they may not otherwise know. And that can be beneficial in their decision whether or not to employ a person with that kind of a history.
The New Hampshire Lodging and Restaurant Association says changing this law is not a priority, but says its members would appreciate having less paperwork. While the New Hampshire House passed the bill earlier this year, it looks poised to fall flat in the Senate today. Representative Bart Frohmuth, a Republican from Bedford, who sponsored the bill, says getting rid of the waiver process would remove barriers for people who have already served their time.
I think if they are looking for employment, that sends a good signal to me that they are taking those necessary first and second steps. And then when we put all these prohibitions in our occupational licensing standards, I think it tells them, don't bother. You might as well just go ahead and you know, return to a life of crime or bad deeds, or just, you know, stay on the public dole because we're not interested in having you in our employment force.
If the bill does fail today, Frohmuth says he plans to bring it back next year. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.